Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome.
Now, typically Mondays aren't really happy, but we're going to make it a happy Monday.
Yes.
But before we do that, we got to say what's up to our LA crew, Heidi and Frank. What's going down?
Hello.
What's up, Atlanta? What's up, LA?
Now, how would you guys like a good old-fashioned showdown? Because we definitely got one between Portia and NeNe. That's happening on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Plus, we're going to dish with Taraji about her Christmas special. But first, it's awards season. You're saying some names. Talk about the Golden Globe nominees were announced this morning. And Brad, big ups to your homegirl, Mariah.
Yes. Ooh.
She's out there looking real big. She was nominated for a song, The Star. And it was nominated for a Best Original Song for the Christmas movie, which was also called The Star. Not only did she sing the song on the film, but she co-wrote it as well. So that's two checks.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yep.
Cha-ching. Now, she's used to that.
Who's she up against? Do we know who she's up against?
A bunch of losers.
I see.
Well, another person who is nominated that we do kind of know, you got Mary J. Blige. She's in the Best Original Song category. She's gone from singing about chicken wraps and singing to Hillary Clinton to talking about Mighty Rivers from the movie Mudbound. She also co-wrote that song as well.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, Mary J. Blige is not only nominated for the song, but she's also nominated for her role in the film Mudbound as well.
Oh, she's going to win, man. She is.
That movie was so good.
Well, you know Christopher Plummer, right?
Yes.
Like, he came in to save the day on that movie All the Money in the World. He ended up replacing Kevin Spacey after that stuff, man.
Yeah.
And after a couple weeks of work, he got nominated, man.
We knew it, though. We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew they were going to give it to him just for pushing forward. Just because they went ahead and released the film, they were going to go ahead and
But that's messed up, though, because Kevin laid the groundwork, and he did the part. Kind of like...
He laid more than groundwork.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was his name?
No.
Well, he got nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in a Motion Picture. And, you know, like, they're saying he's looking pretty good to win it.
He's definitely going to win this. Yep. I'm telling you.
We said that.
Because they have to make a statement. Yep. Shouldn't you give it to the actors and actresses who did it with Kevin Spacey and then they had to go back and reshoot all this stuff? Give it to them. Not the guy who filled in and got the job.
Right.
No, but the real winners in that situation is the damn editors who came through in a nick of time and chopped this movie up and got it ready to go in time for it to be not only viewed, but you know, also to be voted on.
Well, so. That's a thankless job. He
kept the same date, like Big Sean's ex.
They claim that day in the name of Jesus, and it shall not be moved, okay? It shall not be moved.
We will not change the date for all the money in the world.
Right.
Well, Joe Manganiello wants the world to know that he's a taken man.
Don't we all know that? We know, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Joe and his wife, Sofia Vergara, walked the red carpet at the Hollywood premiere of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, this weekend. Later that night, Sofia Vergara was seen out wearing Joe's gray blazer and popped the collar, and on the back of the collar, embroidered, it says, "I love Sofia."
Oh!
But it looks a little weird when she's wearing it. It looks a little like, I love myself.
Right. Like, it makes me feel like maybe she had that stitched on there for him.
She did.
If she ever go over somebody's house, hang that jacket
before
up.
You put your damn lipstick on this collar. Because he belonged to me.
Hello.
And it's like, by the way, you're Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. Everybody knows you're with each other.
Exactly.
Right.
It's no secret.
No, but this counts as far as like him doing something special for her that didn't really cost that much. I mean, it's under his collar. Nobody sees it.
See, you do all that and that jacket going right across the bed as he cheats.
Okay.
And they're all laughing like, oh, we're banging on your desk.
That girl gonna take her foot and swipe it under the sheets and pop it off the bed.
Well, Adriana Lima will no longer strip down for no reason.
Oh.
Why? She was stripping down for a reason
before.
Victoria's
Secret model?
Yeah. Well, y'all, Adriana says she's a changed woman and explained why on Instagram. She wrote, a friend approached me to share that she was unhappy with her body. Then it made me think. And in that moment, I realized that majority of women probably wake up every morning trying to fit in a stereotype that society, social media, fashion, etc. imposed. That's not physically and mentally healthy. So I decided to make that change. I will not take off my clothes anymore for an empty cause.
Wait a second. She just had this revelation that women every single day worry about how we look and if we fit in and if we're gaining weight. And, I mean,
right. So she's made millions of dollars.
Right. We can't get all that money back then.
And now you want to be woke? We ain't woke. We wake up to this every day. Stay woke. Right. Yeah. I figured that out and I still got to deal with it, okay?
Right.
Zac Efron kissed a black girl and he liked it.
What?
Woo-wee. Yes, honey.
When you go black, you can't go back.
You ain't going back.
Hey!
That's right. Zac and Zendaya co-star in the movie The Greatest Showman. In the movie, they share a kiss, and Zac has revealed that it was his favorite on-screen kiss ever.
Aww.
Is that what you're supposed to say when you're promoting a movie and you know you're going to run into a person a bunch of times within the next couple weeks?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I wouldn't say it if it wasn't the truth after I've kissed so many people.
Yeah, you don't have to say ever. You can say, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It was
I was nervous. Right, but best kiss ever?
Man, hard lips.
That's a hell of a stamp.
It really is.
Come through, Zendaya. Zendaya.
All right, well, moving on, Portia. Last night on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, we got to see the conclusion of Portia's fight with NeNe. And it looks like the ladies chose sides.
You shouldn't even be here.
And you shouldn't either, bitch.
Bitch, I started this. If it weren't for me, you couldn't even sit in this chair, bitch. You couldn't even be here if it weren't for a bitch like me.
Let her sit down. Think about it. What she did to Candy was wrong.
You Candy over. You sit on your show and lie every day. Your lying ass.
You okay?
I'm good.
It's okay to cry. It's okay.
That was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was.
I know that reunion show is going to probably be great.
You know what? I'm really hoping that something happened during the season that I didn't know about because I do not want to be at the reunion on one couch by myself and then a whole nother couch coming at me. Because for right now and from what I know about the rest of the season, it could damn well be me on one sofa and then on a chair, actually, not even so, and them on a sofa. Like, that's how it seems.
And speaking of being on the couch by yourself, I feel the same way. We had a reality show, and I'd be on the couch by myself, and then all y'all three.
You a damn lie.
That's
why
a lie.
Why are you on your couch?
How you gonna say that about us?
Exactly.
The way you come for us every day. You can't keep our name out your mouth, Gary.
He might want to be on another couch just to take turns coming at us. He may be like, sit me by myself. I'm going to read all these bitches.
I don't ever want Gary coming at me.
But anyway, child honey, well, the trip was off to a rough start, but things lightened up when you all visited Chinatown. But Portia, it sounds like you may have had your Asian countries mixed up.
I love Chinatown. I feel like I just stepped off the trolley and I'm now in Tokyo.
Portia. Portia.
You will never have a seat in the United Nations.
I cannot
keep
no, unless I see that in one sentence, it got edited. I don't give a damn. Unless I see me say it in one straight sentence, don't flash away to nothing else.
Which one of those, between the two places that you mentioned, China and Tokyo, which one is Godzilla more than likely to be from?
I don't damn know.
Play the fifth.
He ain't here. He ain't over here. I tell you that. He ain't in Atlanta.
All right, well, Wendy Williams talked about the brat on Friday, and after the break, the brat's gonna respond. Wait for it. Jesus. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
What up?
Well, on Friday's episode of Wendy Williams, someone in this room was the topic of discussion, and that would be you, brat.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I like the brat. I'm gonna choose my words carefully. The brat owes the woman that she attacked with a brown liquor bottle. Uh-huh. You know, they made a thick glass. pow. And she was ordered to pay the woman, Shayla, $6.4 million. But the brat hasn't paid a dime. You know, I like Dish Nation, but I'm sure they're not paying a lot. You know, it's a little lunch money over there or something like that.
Lunch money!
So what should she do? She's a grown woman. You could call Jermaine Dupri. I don't think he has it for you though, brat. You can call Mariah. But that's a lot of money, brat. $8 million. $8 million. This woman deserves something.
Lord have mercy. Now, where do I start?
I don't know, because it wasn't a lot of reason.
Let me not do the Tyrese and talk too much.
Okay.
First, she said she liked me.
Yeah.
Okay. I like you too, bitch. Before I went to court, I was going to give her, before the whole jail thing happened, she was going to get $200,000-$300,000, okay? The day I was supposed to go to court, she wanted more. So I pulled the money back like, no. I'd rather just go to jail, do the time, and do what I have to do. So that is what I did. Now, as far as her not getting paid, that is a lie, Wendy, okay? And if you like me so much and we so cool, you should have came, you should have hollered at me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Now, as far as you saying we make lunch money,
tried it. Yeah. Unless I'm eating good like that. I mean, that's some hell of a lunch money, honey.
Ask y'all. I don't know. I do.
Let's stick to that. I make lunch money.
Lunch money.
We barely eat over here, Dish. I mean, we're starving.
It's bologna, the one that's soggy. That type of lunch money.
Yeah, but I eat brunch and just hope for the best. You know?
Yeah, and I can go to Jermaine Dupri. If I ask Jermaine Dupri for $8 million, it would be in the bank in a few minutes. If I ask Mariah Carey for $8 million, be in the bank in a few minutes, but I'm not that type of bitch. I'm a different kind of bitch, which is why I'm not gonna get malicious and ratchet and say anything bad, because why? You know what I'm saying? You like me, I like you, it's all good. The record is set straight. The young lady is being compensated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Brad.
Clap back, that's a classic clap back. Yeah. And I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, moving on at this point in the game, I'm sure a lot of y'all have seen a video that went viral over the weekend about the young dude from Tennessee named Keaton Jones talking to his mother about being bullied. And I can't front. Anytime you hear about a kid getting bullied,
so sad.
It's heartbreaking. Take a look.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? Not okay.
Aw, that was so sad when I saw that on my timeline. I was like, jeez.
A lot of people came to his defense. There were all types of cool offers started rolling in. J.R. Smith invited him to the Cavs game when they played the Grizzlies in Memphis. Dana White invited him to come hang out at the UFC headquarters in Vegas. And Chris Evans tweeted, "Stay strong, Keaton. How would you and your mom like to come to the Avengers premiere in L.A. next year?"
Oh, that's so cool.
Now, like, the internet is also, like, you know, commenting on the fact that how, like, you know, there's been some pictures circulating around with Keaton and his family, like, you know, taking pictures, holding the American, the Confederate flag, you know what I'm saying? It makes people question, you know, what kind of parents does Keaton have? But at the end of the day, kids are kids. Racism isn't inherited when you're born here on Earth.
Right.
It's something that's taught. Same thing with prejudice and bullying people. Like, yo, kids should chill. Like, don't pick on other kids, because you don't know what they're dealing with when they walk out of that school.
Right, right. Exactly.
And we need the other parents of the kids that are bullies to make sure their kids are not being bullies. That's just not cool to bully somebody else's child or to just bully anybody.
Yeah. Right.
So were any of you guys ever bullied coming up?
Yeah,
I was. I used to be called a sissy.
Why?
I don't know.
Not why.
Now you bullying me.
He said, I'm like...
I will beat him up for you, Gary, but I can't.
No, you can't leave that cup alone.
Okay. Not cup. It was a styrofoam cup.
Anyway, honey, just want to take a second, y'all, to remind you that this mug is on a mug, and you can buy one. Now, we have so much Dish gear available over at dishnation.com/dishgear, so get on over there and finish up your holiday shopping.
Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Don't forget to wash your hands. Now, Taraji's White Hot Holidays is set to air this Thursday, December 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and it's always star-studded and a fun time, so make sure you tune in. And to give you a little sneak peeky-weeky, Andrew Freund was there on the scene. Check him out.
All right, Taraji.
Yes.
This is an institution.
Yes, it is.
This is like, you know, this is my third annual.
Yes.
I've been here since the beginning in the same Hanukkah sweater.
I love you.
What are we going to see this year on the show?
I think this year, what I'm very happy about, you'll see a lot more comedy sketches, which that's what I wanted in the beginning. We have enough music shows, you know. Not to say I don't love music, because we have infused that in the show as well, but this is more about comedy with music. Got it?
I got it.
Would you like this gift wrap?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, perfect. Gift wrap!
It's a book. Book of fiction, I guess.
Yep.
Paperback edition, 300 pages or less.
Best.
If reading's your addiction, I guess this book is the best. It's the Times bestseller, and that's as good as it gets.
What is the nicest thing you just did this year? What is the naughtiest thing you did this year?
The nicest thing I did this year was got a lot of people a job. Everybody's here tonight. They're working, got Christmas money.
What about the naughtiest thing?
The naughtiest thing I did, how naughty do you want to go?
I want to go there.
No, I'm not doing that. The naughtiest thing I did.
You're an angel. You maybe she doesn't do something naughty.
I don't
naughty.
Do anything.
Look at her. She's a friggin' saint.
So the naughtiest thing I've done. I've been single for a while, man. You know? And when you're a single man, you know, stuff happens.
You're having a good time.
I'm having a festive time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with that. But it was some turn up late nights. I'll tell you that right now. Whoa. Shout out to you. You know what I'm talking about.
Dish Nation.
All right, talk to me about your role today in Taraji's White Hot Holidays.
We're doing a Christmas role. Duck Club with right there. Piles of Money. Fa la 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 la. La 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 la.
That's a little too much la.
Okay, then.
Right there, right there.
What are Jay-Z's holiday wishes for America?
Somebody got his number? Let me call him up, ask him? I don't know.
You're the next best thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, glory for all, you know, 444 albums, and you know, not having twins, you know, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, newly engaged Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have moved in together in Nottingham Cottage in the grounds of Kensington Palace, and Harry is said to have made a big compromise for his wife-to-be. Guess what?
What?
He quit smoking!
Oh, bless his soul.
Cold turkey?
Child, I don't know.
That's hard.
It is hard.
Is there anything that y'all would never quit for somebody else?
Yes, I would never quit shopping.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's my problem, too.
Yeah, you're just going to have to deal with that.
You're just going to have to deal with that.
But do you feel like the shopping is like a coping mechanism for like not having nobody to go home to?
Sometimes.
Well, that's deep.
For me, it really is because, I mean, with me not having nobody to go home to, shopping is my fix.
Do you go home and lay with the clothes that you buy?
No, believe it or not, I feel like you lay all your watches in the bed.
And
just roll around
yes,
on them.
And just like, no. It'll be a lonely night when that card declines. Oh. Ooh, child.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.